is properly interpreted as industrious rather than quick. In other words, we tend to describe Jesus and things like very quickly. I think looking at the way he's doing the psukim and so on, I think the right way to describe it would be industrious. The Shlomo HaMelech is telling a person, especially since there's a certain gvul over here, and the person is framed in a time frame, and I guess that's similar to the Mala that has only the summer to prepare. He says, like tshuva, for instance, is something that if he doesn't do when he's living, he can't do it afterwards. I have a parenthetical piece over here. He's right about tshuva, but it's true of any other mitzvah. There is no other mitzvah that's chal when a person is dead. So tzitzis and tefillin and everything else, there's also only chal when a person is living. So what does he say, like tshuva? Tshuva, shalosh v'chaim, v'chasei tachaka. Why don't you say mitzvah, tayra, mitzvah, and so on? And the truth is anything, basically. I'm just thinking possibly that in the world of tayra and mitzvah and schusim, if a person invests in this world, let's say somebody has distributed free pairs of children, let's say. So whoever's using it, the schus can be niskaf to the person. And almost every other area, there can be schusim can be accrued to a person, can be niskaf to a person. Tshuva is something which is not possible. Tshuva is a redoing of what was done. And that's not shaykh in any sense of the word. To even if you support people who are going to become all the tshuva, that's wonderful. It doesn't help you in your tshuva. Maybe that's why. A parenthetic remark, I'm just not sure why he picks tshuva. L'chach omar she'yilmet ben anemola she'yiberi ha'ktanish ha'ktanim ve'koich ha'kotin b'yoysa. U'lefi adaf ein roi she'nimta ba'zrizus ki ha'zrizus u'pnei ha'koyah she'yish b'yiberi. In other words, we normally associate industriousness with a certain level of energy level. And something which should be very small, doesn't have much energy, one would assume is not quite Shabbos Jesus. I was like the very Katana Shpela of Nintzabas Jesus Hayesim. So the Mela, the first thing he's saying is go to the Namola, and the first thing be astounded is despite the fact that they have very little natural personal resources, still it's very, it is Zaris. Now, before we go, I want to preface a little bit the point that he makes here with a point that he makes in Chiddush Agadis. He speaks, it's a Gemara, it's in Chulin, Daf Nun Zion. It says, the Gemara brings the Chassid Lechel of Mola Otzel, and he had a whole to do with the Mola, and he wanted to prove whether or not it has a melech or not. So he says, the moral says it bestowed, which he does use many times, that Chachamim spoke, his lashon is Chacham divru divrei bimuskal v'lo holchu achar hamuchash hagashmi. Chazal spoke about the concept and not about the physical reality. And he says, and he adds something to that. He says, "Kidavaze in roil lachachamim, v'meshein chachamim she'in yoneim b'muchash avin musa." Chazal, being chachamim, they're not setting out to describe the physical realities, but rather he's coming to describe some pnimis to get in there. And he says, he goes on to say over there that that's clear that. I mean, the Namala, the poor Namala has no idea of how much Musinir Shemayim it possesses. It doesn't say to itself, I'm supposed to be doing all sorts of zrizos and wonderful things and so on and so forth. It does, the Namalas do what the Namalas do. And therefore, it's something which is a it's something which is a teva that Kadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria. That's an appropriate teva. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu imprinted a behavior like that on the ants because it's a mida teva that he wants to pass on. That's how it's, so in general, whenever we're speaking about learning from all sorts of balachayim and so on, we're talking about understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu made such a bria with such tunis. Obviously, these are told and these are things that we need to follow and so on. But he says, so first thing he explains is Jesus is not a product of the amount of power and so on.
Sorry, can I ask a question? Or
sure.
Sure. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that Chazal don't focus on the physical reality. It just means that.
Yeah.
Sorry, they don't focus on the physical reality. Rather, it means that in the physical reality, they learn out a musag.
Correct. Well, but let me explain an akuda about this. When you say that they learn a musa, there's two ways to use that. For instance, you have Esau's fables. So basically, his line of thought was as follows. I'm imposing, but I think I'm fair. He wanted to teach certain good behaviors, certain morals. He wanted to dress it up with a story that children could grasp and see and so on and so forth. And he picked a mashal from things around the world that would supply a good mashal. He borrowed a metaphor and, just used it as a way to present something. But it's not something that one would, it's not something that one said it was designed as such. So any of the stories have nothing really to do with chickens or crows or what have you not. They're just emissaries. Somebody has the wisdom to identify it as you know, to sort of use some things painted as a picture. Chazal went the other way around. Chazal said, look around the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created a Bria, and it must be that every element in the Bria bears some of his hanhagas, sonos, chachma, whatever you have. Therefore, these things are, let us see what is the token of the Mola. The Bria of the Mola mitzad is pimius. So, for instance, a namola has use that it aerates the ground, and that's wonderful, and that's why we have namolas. But that's not the thing that's going to interest Chachamim. Chachamim were looking to see the sort of hanhoga structure, midas, in the Kabbalah sense of the word, midas structure, that is going to be active over here. That's what he is, that's his point over here.
In other words, that the point they extrapolated from the Bria wasn't the scientific physical reality, but it was more the limit of the inner, the pneumius of it.
Correct. And it's called a pneumius because he said, because that's exactly what they understood to be the emissation of it. Akash Baruch Hu arranged the Bria in a way where some element of the Bria projects the meter of Jesus, some of the projects other meters, and so on. The truth is that this is something which the morale stands in a lot of places, and it is probably the best way to understand different Chazal. I mean, like the Ramchal uses the same approach, the Maral uses the same approach, that when Chazal took certain phenomena and described it, and looking inside the field, inside the Chinese. I want to take another example, simply because this is a topic that sort of keeps a recurring topic to say. When I come along and I say, the sun rises from east, sets in the west, which is what the Sufi always say. Those are the words of Sufi music. So, it's correct. It's correct in the sense, A, that this is what a person observes. But more important than that is that it's that which was meant to be. Whether the mechanism I first spoke with is that the earth goes round the sun, and we perceive the sun as our east and west, the emes is what it's meant to be like rather than what the technique is. Lamashal, let's say I watch a movie. Someone asks me, of course, give them all the proper chas v'shalom to Rahman of the supply them as per need. And there is a, and someone asks me, where is this movie set? And I will tell them, well, it's set in a certain place in Hollywood where they built these paper mache houses and so on and so forth to look like Tibet. The answer is wrong. The movie is set in Tibet. And if you'll ask me, since it's so difficult to get to Tibet, and the weather's not cooperative, what was the technique they used to project Tibet? The answer will be, oh, they went to some place in Hollywood and they put up some facades, and that's how they got it to look like Tibet. But the real reality is what it's meant to project, not what it is. So the scientist, the astronomer, the reality is that the Earth goes around the sun, and it's only poetic truth that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. For a Torah perspective, the sun rises in the east for reasons, the sun sets in the west for reasons, and yes, you want to know the technique that a Kaddish Baruch Hu used to get to that thing. Well, I'll tell you exactly the technique, but it's a very, very, very big difference between... It's a very different approach to it. This is the way Morales learns many agadithes. This is the way he enters in Daragola. And in my mind, this seems to be the most reasonable understanding of what Chazal meant to say over there.
Is that also because Tzuras Adam is really in the center of the Bria? Even if not a scientific way, that's right. Yes, he's the center of the Bria.
Correct. In other words, it helps an awful lot. We tend to think of science as being the center of the Bria, and poetry as being somewhat off to a side. And that's why when we say the word really versus, you know, feel like or look like, that's how we set up. The perspective of Chazal is the exact opposite. The real is Adam at the center of the Bria, and everything focuses around Adam. And, everything else everything else is going to be just okay to demonstrate that. Okay. So it says over here, the first point was, so Zerizus is a very kind of trailer. Upirish katsin, she grizzola maitam she tase. So there is no higher outside force that imposes itself on the Nemala. The imkilo shaft of the Nemala, the tlaim of Mashama Kainu Nemala Katsin. So what exactly does it mean? They don't have anybody on top of it pushing it. Or I mean, no animal has it. Ratzalayma she'ein lo seida hamin k'mo she'shar balechayim. It doesn't have the structure of a species that other balechayim have. K'shar balechayim, avagav shevade inam katzim shayte, even though they don't have a leader and so on, mikon kol yesham seida b'mishlem b'teva. There's some sort of structure So there's some sort of teva which programs them. So he says over here, he's picking out a namala more than any other balchai because a namala doesn't have an inherent seder in the min. Now, trying to a little bit understand, I mean, what she tells you what he's saying. So he says the first of all, there's a part. The Chazal do say in certain places that Melech Shabbos is the Shor, Melech Shabbos highest is Ari, and so on. They use the word Melech for other minim, but that's from one min to another min. There's another pasuk that says La Arba Ein Melech Yotze Chotzitz, that the Arba has no king, and yet they all fly in formation. So he says the same thing about Arba. Which is, so we have another kind that's already listed as not having. So I'm not sure what he means. I mean, that's a pasuk. I don't know how he deals with the pasuk over here. It says La'arvein Melech u'yitzchotzitz, and it's pretty much the same idea that even though there's nobody telling him what to do, they're still able to keep some sort of status. But there's a problem. I'm not sure how he deals with that. The Gemara says, "How do you know that? Arba doesn't have melech?" Kind of very, very strange. So he says, "Let me just see." It's a Gemara in Chulin, and he's just around this over here. It says in the Gemara that somebody Omer Mishashir Siv Lecha Lamola Otzavei Dachel Asha'in Lekatsin Shaita Pachshul Lekatsin Oma Ezel Echsi Ivadai Hudeletzli Malka. Let me see if I can ascertain the fact that they don't have a king. In other words, it says Ein Lekatsin. So he says, I would like to figure out myself and not depend on Solomon Melch. That's what Rashi says. Interesting in so much. Nofak also chad minayhu. One of the ants came out. Isnach beit simona. So he marked it off with a simon. What's going to happen to him? All omalahu nafal tula. I'm sorry. All the tula's prophecy went harasei leglima akina deshimshan. He took a robe. He took some sort of cloak, and he put it over a net of ants. Nofak on the chadinai, so one ant came out. Asachimone, they marked it. First scientific marking of an animal. Oh, amalu nafaltula. So he went down to the hole and he told everybody, Chevra, it's shady outside. The ants don't like the direct sun, they dry up too quickly. So he said, Nafku v'asu. They all came out. From fresh air, Dalia Glime, they picked up the robe. So he picked up the robe, Nafal Shimsha, and all of a sudden they went in the glaring sunlight. So it says, Nafal Evikate, so they killed that ant. Omar Shmamina Leslahu Malt. He says, you see that they obviously don't have a king. Islo Amana the Malt Lolibai. if they would have if they would have a king, they would have had to ask the king or something like that. Inami, the Gemara says, maybe one of them was a king. So it describes a very, very strange Indian, but what seems is as follows. I think this is the quick thing. It's the question is, are the activities governed by some sort of central entity? In other words, what's the flow? They do act in unison. And you see ants together come together. So there are some sort of unison. There is some sort of togetherness. Now the question is, what causes it? Does it come spontaneously or does it come from one center? If we give a muscle to that, in the human body, there are things that the brain controls, and the brain receives impulses and sends them out, and then there's certain reflexes and certain local types of, reactions that really don't have to go through the brain. They are in each place and so on and so forth. So basically, Chazal felt and the morale writes in places that he saw that the killing was too quickly and too spontaneous. So basically, the point was that something that happens spontaneously is mob rather than controlled by something. That's the Mahalak one to say. But upon him, Zrizus could be a product of Seichel, a product of command. In other words, well, I want to be able to, I decide that it's important to work more quickly. That's one way of doing it. Or Zrizus can be an inherent need in my activities as well. Some people are adjusted because they make a chesed. They listen, this is the amount of bills coming in, this is the amount that's going to have to be covered, and I need to take amount of hours to do it. Or it's just a person's heva is that he works, he does, he responds to work. So I think that's an akudia. So he says it's not a cut sin, there is no structure, there is no structure, and so on. If I'm not mistaken, even though ants are quite interesting, because they live as a group, they function as a group, but it's not clear that, and there is something called a queen ant, but it's not clear from what I've read. It's not clear that it's not clear that there's a command. In other words, the queen ant seems to be getting a lot of different, it gets a lot of food, it lasts much longer, but I don't think that they're actually, I don't think that they actually run it. I'm not sure. The little I read about, that's what I gathered from it. What you do have is, it seems as if the way in which ants respond as a group has to do with certain spontaneous things. For instance, when an ant is crushed, the ant seems to follow they're called pheromones, which are chemical substances that emit smells, and they leave these trails. And they, for instance, when an ant is killed or crushed, it sends a certain type of pheromone that all the other ants begin attacking, and more ants get drawn in from far away, and so on. I think it's sort of a spontaneous, not a halacha, if it's run by something on top, but each and every one follows a certain instinct, the tarasma. So it's basically as if the pieces themselves are acting rather than any type of command from the top. I believe. I mean, that is basically what I can apply from what we know, what I know, to what Chazal meant over here. This is going to have the Terebin. Mashen of Adam, in animals, for instance, when they travel in broods and herds, you do have sort of a command structure. You have the lead animal. You have the one that's in the front, and he's directing, and he is he pushes people that out of line. In higher animals, you seem to have that. In ants, you don't seem to have that, and yet they work in tandem in an amazing way. So it shows you that the zrizus is not the result of someone telling you to be a zaris, someone meaning some mahalak of sichrius, but rather the thing he said atzmai is something which zrizus is built into the nature of things to be industrious.
Just a quick question on that. Therefore, what you're saying, the zrizus is something you have to, in a certain sense, be magale. Has to come out from the inside.
Correct.
Correct.
It's something that should be. It shouldn't be something which is after because it's a way of doing things. Not just for sales. Okay, you've got a lot accomplished. We'll only do it. Let's take something that we can relate to. If you have a kid that's doing homework the atzal time, just kind of dragging. And you sort of say something, and the kid makes a cheshbon. He says, listen, I have 4 hours to do my homework, and even if I do one sentence every 20 minutes, I'm still good. So logically, he's right. He's got no reason to drive harder, but Lemaisa, it's going to be, we just don't like the atzlus as a midashabon. That's really the issue over here. Okay, so he says, Shishab v'alchayra imno v'yachav, amnamola ein do v'zeh shia b'min seyda v'teva. V'yashom v'teke l'feita she'ein l'namola v'fat katsin v'shoita en sham. U'sham in v'alchayn yeshan katsin v'shoita, k'mo shemar, v'yashom v'alchayn shu seyda v'teva, v'aseyda z'melo shem. Now, I don't quite understand this point over here, even with Tzad Atzmai, because the word is if he's telling me that the Teva is the Seda verb, so then I don't understand what is the, so everything is a Teva Shavai. I mean, this is also a teva. So, how do we distinguish one from the other? I'm not sure. It's not something that I'm very. I can't figure out what he means in Eobay. He says they only have a seder amin. So, what is it exactly? If it's not a seder amin, so what is it exactly? Him calls it af shein lekatzim b'sheit shemusadas amin b'yachah v'im chatzim shemusdeh. They call mekom inim chatzim dov shemus atzmon. The Hainu Shana Mola Zriza Biyasa Shloitechta Machola Dovashar Hasma. So even though there's nothing, it doesn't even have that in one tab, which I don't understand that. For Adam Yesha Katsin Vishra.
Sorry, I have a Can you perhaps suggest that along the lines that you were saying, that the teva means that there's it's almost within the structure of the way it functions, there's a principle which is applied by the response. Whereas in regard to the way the Nemala responds, it's not because of some hierarchical structure, it's purely spontaneous.
It could be. My question is, what about other Balachayim? So I guess you mean it is done by the means of somebody, so to speak, like one animal leading us off. Could be. I don't know what about Arba is, because he's Arba also similar. The other Mishnah, I mean, Arba, I understand why it's different, why there's no muscle from Arba, because the only thing you see in Arba is the formation they fly. You don't have that interrelationship that you would have by ants. I'm not sure.
It's very natural, like Mulma and Mola, as in Lakasa, the Sheikh of the Gers, the Kayas, the Kham. She bechorva, this is Macholo, Kathy Zuizel, less of Macholo, but Kayas, Ashu Zman, she thinks of Zenishallah. So, he says something, so there's an interesting point sort of woven into what he says. He says there's a problem with an Otzel, because by definition, the Otzel is not growing, you guys, pushing, he's not learning, he's not shagging. He's really doing things that are problematic. He's not doing anything. So what do you want from him? Like, normally a person who's industrious and learning, even if he has a bad midah, he's going to pick up and he's going to do good. But his midah is that he's not learning. So where does that take him? So he says, that's why he told him, Lech, get up and go and learn from the Ramallah. Knows you have to do something proactive. So he says, and you learn from the Ramallah, Ash'enikat Neshote, Kibachorvo, Tilsa Machola, Kaki, Zuizu, Lesu, Machola, Makai, Ve'echo Adam, Layosim, Alibo, Vivilma, Chi, Azor, is the Mice and Chuva, Tzuzan, Walam Haza, and Azor is attacking Mice of the Chuva, and Roya, Samela, Tzmach, is fire. So he says, you see that the reason that the Nemala expresses itself is the fact that it's not, the fact that it's preparing from a time that is plenty for a time that there is not any. So he says the same thing. Adam should prepare, and here he already mentions Tshuva, Ma'aseh Tovim, or more elaborate, that the person needs to prepare when there isn't to when there is. I just want to add one more nekuda to what he's saying over here. He's stressing that the Zuizos is linking to the fact that there's from when there is to when there won't be. In other words, what drives the Zuizos is that, for instance, eating. So eating in a world that, like in the summer, there's food all around. There's no need to work for it. And yet he works for it because that matzav is not a matzav going to last. The kuda they try to mostly pick on is that the reason that's built into the end is that to work when you can because there's a time when you can't. As per me, it's not a chiddush. If I need to eat now, I'll go into the fridge and take stuff out of the refrigerator, or put the micro, whatever it is. But to understand beforehand that there'll be a time when I can't do that, that's where music students comes into play, especially. And it does need some hezda. Why would that be music students? Lachur is something that, if students is alacrity or even industriousness, something before have a chat with that. But next time we'll
we'll speak more about it when you get it. Any questions?
We explained, therefore, Lufida's Mahalakwad is linked to Tshuva in a certain sense, because that's also something
correct,
that is
correct.
Inside the person, inside the mensch.
Correct, right? Correct. It does lend it, makes it more Mishmach by Tshuva and so on. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem next week, and then I'll be gone for 2 weeks back to Shalom at Hashem. I don't know yet what my schedule is there, but I'll next week I'll be here, and then I'll be leaving in Hashem Sunday, a week from Sunday, I'll be leaving Be'ez Hashem for 2 weeks. So those 2 Thursdays, we certainly won't meet the way we do normally, and we'll figure out if we can meet personally enough. I have to see what they have in mind for me. Okay.
Okay, Shukra, good job.
Good job, it's called the